What's up, Eagle Country? Thank you so much for tuning in to another edition of Crunch Time, presented by OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, the orthopedic authority for work, sports, and everyday injuries. You can go online to learn more about their services at orthosensi.com. That's orthosensi.com. Big show on this Monday, January 8th, as we are recapping all the happenings from the Rivertown Classic over the weekend. We will touch on the Ripley County Basketball Tournament as well. We got some area high school girls wrestlers that are going to be competing at the state finals later on this week. Going to get you updated on our upcoming basketball broadcast schedule as well. And of course, we're going to talk about Noah Caniga because he's kind of the talk of the sports world nowadays, at least this past week. His name has been out there quite a bit, and that's going to correlate with our Rivertown Classic talk as well. So without further ado, I think we should jump in and talk about the Lawrenceburg Tigers junior three-sport star who has been making waves on social media, and it's not really anything that he did in particular. It's just the reaction that happened after he put out a tweet on January 4th saying that he's going to be taking a visit to West Virginia on January 14th. Excited for a great opportunity. This is one of many D1 schools that have been looking at Noah as a Division I football recruit, and that's pretty cool in itself to see a local high school football player getting some great looks. You look at Brady Ballard at South Dearborn. He's made some big visits already, Notre Dame being one of them. So when you see something like this, it's cool already. But when you look in a post sits at 29 million impressions or views, whichever way you want to look at it, that's pretty cool and eye-popping as well. But it wasn't necessarily because of the announcement, but more so because of Noah's last name. Lots of folks that are obviously not from around this area were like, whoa, that's a unique last name. How do you say it? So forth and so on. So people have been, you know, making some jokes about it. Others have been more serious, trying to figure out more about Noah, his family, and of course Noah as a D1 football recruit. So the post garnered so much attention that some of the big names in sports today have gotten a hold of this. Pat McAfee, I don't know that there is a bigger name in sports right now. His show is absolutely huge, and he was one that was talking about Noah earlier this past week on his very show. So pretty cool stuff there. On Sunday night, Noah and his family joined Robert Griffin III, aka RG3, on Instagram Live. If you don't know much about Robert Griffin III, Heisman Trophy winner in 2011, starring at quarterback for Baylor, went on to play 8 seasons in the NFL for the then Washington Redskins, Cleveland Browns, and Baltimore Ravens, and now works as a college football analyst for ESPN. So don't know if you got a chance to actually sit down and watch that interview last night. I did. I thought it was really fun. RG3 did a great job with it, not only talking to Noah, but talking to Noah's sister, Natalie, and then his parents, Ryan and Stacy, all of which that are ingrained in the sports landscape here in Lawrenceburg and, of course, Lawrenceburg Community Schools. It goes without explanation on this show because our listeners know about the Caniga family and what they are all about, but a really fun conversation. Last night, as RG3 invited the family on to discuss the viral X post that Noah put out, also wanted to highlight Noah's abilities as a big-time D1 prospect. So I really kind of appreciated that from RG3. Didn't make it all about that Twitter post. Certainly that's what's caught everyone's attention, but that was pretty cool that he said, I wanted to specifically have you on here to highlight your talents as a football player, as Noah was an IFCA junior all-state selection in 2023, despite only playing half of the season due to an injury early on. But he comes back. He's third on his team in tackles despite playing half the season. He was first in tackles for loss despite only playing half that season. I think anybody that watched Noah play football has seen what he is capable of. If you go back to the state championship game during his sophomore season, he lived in the backfield against Chittard, had a few sacks in that game, a team that's won a few state championships in a row. So Noah, a very, very good football player. And he mentioned on this IG Live last night that he doesn't have any offers just yet, but he has heard from multiple schools. Some of the schools that have been coming around more often than others are West Virginia. Again, he's going to Morgantown later on this month, just a few days away. Central Michigan, Indiana, Northwestern, Miami of of Ohio, just to name a few. And it was pretty cool within the midst of this IG conversation last night. Since the viral post has gone out, Noah's actually heard from many other schools. He specifically stated LSU and Brian Kelly. I mean, that's a pretty big jump right there, having one of the beasts in the SEC just come check in on you. And they kind of went further off the conversation with that, RG3 asking Noah what his dream school is, and he actually said Oregon. He mentioned DeAnthony Thomas was a player that he loved watching as he was growing up, college football fan, and something about the Oregon Ducks, those uniforms, Autzen Stadium, it's definitely a draw. And that'd be a pretty sweet dream come true for Noah, one, because it's such a big school, great football atmosphere there. They put players into the pros, and they're also going to be a part of the Big Ten, so that would mean games right back here in the Midwest if he is able to realize that dream. But Noah basically said that the tweet's been life-changing. It's been such a whirlwind for everything that has been happening over this past week. And luckily, we got a chance to talk to him on Saturday night after the Lawrenceburg Tigers won the Boys Rivertown Classic. And this is what he had to say about everything that's been going on with that viral tweet.
Wednesday I come into school, I was talking to the West Virginia coaches, and they said, let's get you up on a visit. I'm like, all right, let's do it. So then I post on my Twitter telling them, or X now, I'm going on a visit January 14th, and then it's like my family and friends retweeting and stuff, and then like I turn off my phone, I have class, next thing I get on it, like 3 million views, 4 million views, retweet, comments, DMs, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah,
so, I mean, and then other college coaches have been reaching out, and it's just been an amazing process for me. I mean, a lot of people, like, are just making some jokes with it and the other stuff, and then I think I'm going good with it right now, and then a lot of people call me no and naysayer on Twitter right now because of the length thing, so, I mean,
yeah,
pretty cool.
That's awesome. Well, yeah, it's certainly been an interesting week for you, I'm sure, but
yeah.
What we're talking about, you talk about the trip to West Virginia. How? I know you're only a junior. You got another year before you really begin to have to think seriously about where you're going to go. What are you thinking lies ahead in your future?
For sure. I definitely got another season of football here and basketball also. So, I mean, I've been taking trips around the country for the last 3 years just to get my name out there and let colleges know what I'm
doing. You've seen a lot of college football games, haven't you?
Yes, I have. And it's been awesome to go to different college atmospheres and see what schools are, like, giving the offer and what type of stuff. And then, I mean, NILs, I mean, that's in the crazy talk with the jersey sales and stuff and all that stuff. So, I mean, it's been a great process. And I love the recruiting process. So, I mean, just I get one more year of that, and then I'll be off to college. So
there's no doubt that the recruiting process is going to go on a little bit longer for Noah. There's going to be more schools coming around checking in on him. He's going to take more visits. There's going to be the offers that come through, I am sure. RG3 even said in his IG Live last night, this is a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback. He didn't have any offers through his junior season. Now, I'm not saying Noah's going to go win the Heisman Trophy in college football. That'd be pretty sweet if he did, but lots of really talented players have to be a little patient and wait for those offers to come through, but I have no doubt he's going to have multiple suitors by the end of his senior season, maybe even before that. So I think for Noah at this point, he should just be enjoying the ride, going to as many places as he possibly can, as he kind of stated there, and just enjoying the recruiting process, because not every student athlete gets the opportunity to go around and see all these different D1 schools, facilities, and have a bunch of people basically after your services. So pretty cool stuff. And we're going to now shift away from that and talk about basketball, which is still going to contain some Noah Kaniga talk, because he was the MVP of the Boys Rivertown Classic on Saturday night. I guess we'll work ourselves backwards. We'll get to the girls tournament here momentarily. We'll finish out some thoughts on the boys tournament, take a break, come back, and talk about the girls tournament. But looking at this Rivertown Classic from a Lawrenceburg standpoint, since they were the winner, it's their second consecutive championship on the boys' side. They have won three of the last five, and they have now won 10 overall. That is the most all time. And in this tournament, first-round matchup with Rising Sun, Lawrenceburg controls that game, wins by double digits. They had four in double figures with J.P. Izzo, Noah Kaniga, Cooper Bobo, and Charlie Meyer scoring the ball well in that first game. And they out-rebounded Rising Sun 36-19 in the opening round, so they were able to have 20 more shots, 20 more possessions than the Shiners. If you do that to any team, you are likely going to win, and you're likely going to win big. Big shout-out to Brody Morris, though. Big game for Rising Sun in that first round with 22 points. He ends up on the all-tourney team. A little spoiler there. Fast forward to the championship game on Saturday night, Lawrenceburg and Switzerland County matching up. A 54-36 win for the Tigers behind another great defensive effort. Noah Kaniga with 17 points to lead the way. Cooper Bobo with 16. And maybe more impressively than the 17 points that Noah scored, he held Cam Craig to 15 points and certainly had some help from his teammates as well, which you'll hear momentarily. But to hold Cam Craig down to just 15 points and make him earn every single point that he got, job well done from the Tigers, limiting one of the top scorers, not only in our region, but across the state. Turnovers in this tournament, Lawrenceburg did the best job of keeping the control of the ball. They only had 8 turnovers in the championship game, 14 for the entire tournament. That's absolutely awesome. They turned over Switzerland County 19 times, and quite frankly, the score line could have been a lot worse, as Lawrenceburg only went 50% from the free throw line, shooting 12 of 24. But overall, really impressive performance from the Tigers. I know their coach is very happy with their defensive effort, and they played pretty well on offense as well. That shouldn't be understated, but things start on a defensive end, I think, for the Tigers, and they have 3 all-tournament team selections, with Noah Kaniga winning MVP, being joined by Cooper Bobo and Charlie Meyer. We mentioned Brody Morris from Rising Sun. Cam Craig, double-digit performances in both games. He makes the all-tourney team for the second time in his career, and Brody Tiki on the all-tournament team for a second year in a row as well. Shout-out to Cooper Bobo, back-to-back seasons on the all-tourney team. He was the MVP just a season ago as a sophomore, but Lawrenceburg cuts down the nets yet again at the Rivertown, and here is the reaction from their head coach, Brad Cutter.
Yeah, and it's been nice to see the last 3 or 4 games that's starting to put things together. We had a rough opening to our tournament there on Christmas break with Bethesda Christian. Did not play well at all. And then obviously turned right back around and played Garrett Catholic, who's just probably 10, 15 points better than us. It just is what it is. But I thought our kids responded the next 2 games, and then we played well this entire tournament. We're playing really good basketball. And then defensively today, I was very proud of them. We started doing a drill in practice where they got to play 35 seconds in a row without giving up an offensive rebound or a score. And it's really paid off for us. I think the team defended Cam Craig really well tonight. I thought he earned everything he got from us.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and then we finished with blockouts.
All right, so they just announced the all-tournament team here. And no surprise, really, Noah Kaniga, your all-tournament team MVP.
He's a bull.
I'm gonna give him. He is.
We'll get him up here.
He,
how about his effort this tournament?
He may want to just talk about his Twitter fame right now when he gets up here. But I tell you what, you enjoy kids like him when you have them. A 3-sport athlete that just is a bruiser and works his butt off, doesn't say anything, just shows how to play. So no surprise that he's MVP of the tournament because he works at it every single day.
Yeah, so all things coming up Noah Kaniga this week, the viral sensation, and now the MVP at the Rivertown Classic. It's been a good week for that young man, and he was very, very humble in the post game, joining Mike Perlberg and Chuck Thomas to chat about the win at the Rivertown and being the MVP. And also, a fun little question in there. Got to give my some props to Chuck Thomas for asking about this. Natalie, his sister, won the Rivertown Classic MVP the night prior, so maybe a little pressure on Noah to perform well at the Rivertown this week as well. Here's the reaction from Noah after the game.
A big game coming out. I had to defend Cam Craig pretty well if we knew we were going to win the game, and I think we did that for all 4 quarters pretty well, and we came out victorious. So, yeah.
My question, did your sister motivate you trying to do as well as she
did? Yeah, she did. She comes home, and she's like, I dropped 17 tonight. I'm like, okay. And then I'm like, I still got a game tomorrow. So
you got 17 tonight.
Did I?
That's I don't know.
Okay. Oh, that's a, that's my game high. Okay. So yeah, that's pretty exciting. Hey, I can tell her I got 17 now. I give all the credit to my teammates. I mean, they push me every day in practice, and they facilitate a lot for me, and they just pass me the ball, and then I can make plays off of that, and then I can pass to them, and then it's just a team game. I thought we really played together.
And on the defensive side, you had a tough assignment tonight. And Cam Craig, you were matched up against him most of the night. What's it like defending Cam?
I've guarded that man since, like, fourth grade. So I know a lot of his moves and stuff, but he's always given me a tough matchup. So, like, I always like to see where I'm at with some of the best players in the state. And he's definitely one of the top players in the state. So, I mean, I think I probably got the best of him tonight. But he's a tough player, and he'll bounce back.
So there you have it. There's your recap on the Boys Rivertown Classic. Lawrenceburg cutting down the nets for a second year in a row. We'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll recap the Girls Rivertown Classic tournament and talk about the Ripley County tournament, girls wrestling, and much, much more. We still got lots to come on Crunch Time. It's Eagle Country 99.3. Welcome back to Crunch Time on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3, a service of OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dr. Ron Auer, Dr. Brian Whistle, and Dr. Roman Trimba located right here in Lawrenceburg, so it's easy to find the orthopedic specialist you need close to home. We're still recapping the Rivertown Classic. Got through the boys' recap. Now it's time to talk about the girls' tournament. And I had the pleasure of being there with Bill Smith to call all of the four games from the girls' Rivertown Classic, won yet again by the Lawrenceburg Lady Tigers, an unprecedented eighth championship in a row and their ninth overall, both records. So it's been a really impressive stretch for the Tigers, obviously winning eight in a row. And let's get into this and talk about their first round matchup with Rising Sun. This was a matchup of two teams that met 2 weeks prior, and we talked a lot about it on the broadcast. Rising Sun didn't play any games in that 2 week stretch over the holiday break as they prepared to play Lawrenceburg a second straight time, while Lawrenceburg played at the Hauser tournament and finished fifth out of 18 teams and went 2-1. So they got some more game action, or maybe a little bit more sharp coming into this first round matchup. But I thought Rising Sun played pretty good. There was a concern that they might be a little rusty having not played an actual game in 2 weeks, but they played pretty well and kept with the Tigers through three quarters. But similar to that first matchup, just couldn't put the ball in the basket enough in the fourth quarter, and turnovers were a little bit of a problem as the game was close, but the Tigers outscore Rising Sun 13-7 in that final frame to take the 61-51 first round win. Natalie Caniga was big in that first round matchup with 18 points and 9 rebounds. Aubrey Labazo, 14 points each, and Cameron Ferreira chipping in with 9. Those are the four primary scorers for Lawrenceburg, and when they score like that, they're very tough to beat. We'll say Alyssa Simpson had a fantastic game in that opening round contest with 18 points, which set herself up to be on the all-conference team. She turned around and played well again in a consolation game win over South Dearborn. We'll get to that in just a moment. But again, tough matchup for Lawrenceburg in that first round, and we're able to hold off a game Rising Sun team for Switzerland County. They take out South Dearborn 64-35. Very good first quarter. A high-scoring one for both of these teams. It was 14-12 Switzerland County at the end of one. South Dearborn was controlling the pace of the game and really kept themselves in the game against a team that was better on paper and ended up being better on the scoreboard at the end of the night. But an 18-0 second quarter from Switzerland County was the difference in this game. And they had 10 different scores. Bristow opened up the scoring, or at least the discrepancy on the scoreboard, with 4 made threes in the first half, had 15 points overall. Lauren Smith, double-digit scorer with 10. She had 8 in that second quarter. Molly Reitzman, Courtney Higgins chipped in with 8 apiece. But again, they had 10 scores, very balanced, and a lot of depth shown by the Switzerland County Lady Pacers. So you fast forward to Friday night. Mentioned Alyssa Simpson, the way she played in that consolation game, 16 points to lead Rising Sun to a 57-52 win over South Dearborn. Rising Sun controlled the game for at least a good couple of quarters. The second and third quarter definitely went the way of Rising Sun, but South Dearborn just kept chipping away, just stayed in the game, stayed as close as they possibly could. Natalie Cantrell bounced back from a poor game on Wednesday night, had a game-high 21 points, Bernadette Wisman with 12, but it just wasn't enough to get past the Lady Shiners, who had 3 in double digits. Simpson with 16, Nora Powell, Jenna Peelman with 11 each, and Jalen Peelman had 9, so overall, good performance from Rising Sun and a good bounce back win in the consolation game. And then you go to the championship game. Lawrenceburg wins it 43-32. Great defensive performance from the Lady Tigers, holding Switzerland County to single-digit points in all four quarters of the game. Switzerland County only had 4 scorers in this game. Courtney Higgins was a big part of that with 14 points. Hallie Archer with 10. Both of those young ladies making the all-tourney team. And then for Lawrenceburg, another great performance from Natalie Kniga, leading the way with 15 points. I believe she had 8 rebounds in this contest. Cameron Ferreira had 10 points. A couple of big threes in the third quarter that spread the lead for the Tigers, and then Brooklyn Craig adding 9 points, making a couple free throws down the stretch to ice the thing. And Aubrey Labazo, while she didn't make the all-tourney team, definitely played like she could have. Didn't score as well in the championship game as she did in the previous round, but still impacted the game with her ball handling, not turning the ball over offensively, and then what she can do on the defensive end, turning over the other team, and if not turning them over, at least speeding them up and getting them out of their comfort zone. So I still think Aubrey Labazo deserves some sort of honorable mention for this particular tournament. But it was all about the defense and some timely offense for Lawrenceburg in that championship game. And we caught up with head coach Zane White. And my first question to coach was, what is it exactly about the Rivertown Classic that has his team perform well on a yearly basis?
I wish I knew. We just call the Rivertown every time we played. I don't know. You know, these girls are a great group of kids. They play really hard. Switzerland County made it really tough on us tonight. You know, their defensive scheme made looks for us tough. I feel like early, though, we left a lot out there with shots. I told the girls at halftime that any set that we knew, we ran it. And I feel like we got the intended look. We just didn't finish it. So, but, you know, it's just a great tournament. It's a lot of fun. It's a great atmosphere here. And, you know, just really proud of these kids.
Yeah, 2 points in the first quarter, and then you kind of turn things around in the middle part of the game. The offense started to get going just a little bit. Cameron, who we're going to be joined by momentarily, hit a couple of threes. But defensively, you held Switzerland County to single-digit points every quarter of the game.
Yeah, well, I mean, we said all week, really, even in our Rising Sun game, we said we got to play championship-level defense. And I don't know that we did that against Rising Sun, but again, a lot of credit to Rising Sun. They played really well as well. But tonight, I feel like we were locked in. We knew our personnel. They played to the scheme about as best as they could possibly do, and I was really proud of them. So yeah, we were locked in on the defense.
And then just one final thing. I think your team's playing your best basketball of the season, at least in terms of the wins. You had the loss to Providence, a really good team at the Hauser tournament, but outside of that, you've been stacking wins here lately, so how do you keep up this momentum to close out the regular season and obviously head into sectional, which you get to play in your own building?
Well, I think wins gives you confidence, right? And I think, you know, it's just really cool to see them playing well, and it's important at this time of year to be playing your best basketball. And if I don't know if we're playing our best basketball, we're winning more games than we were. There's always room for improvement, but you know, when you get in January leading up to that sectional time, you've got to play defense, you've got to rebound, and you've got to be able to do things, you know, like you practice. And so hopefully, you know, that's a good indicator of what'll be to come.
Yeah, just a few weeks away from sectional play. Lawrenceburg will be the host of their 3A sectional, and we do plan to start our girls basketball sectional coverage at Lawrenceburg. We'll have more details on that as we get closer. The sectional draw, I believe, coming up on the 21st, so certainly we'll have our eyes on that. But we got the Rivertown Classic to still talk about. The all-tourney team, MVP Natalie Kniga, Cameron Ferreira, Brooklyn Craig making it for Lawrenceburg. I mentioned Courtney Higgins and Hallie Archer from Switzerland County, and Alyssa Simpson and Natalie Cantrell both making it from Rising Sun and South Dearborn, respectively. And we were able to catch up with Cameron Ferreira and Natalie Kniga after the game. We'll start with Cameron. This is what she had to say about the team win at the Rivertown Classic.
Honestly, with no seniors, me and Natalie are definitely a big part of the team, and people look up to us, so it kind of felt like being a senior for 2 years, and I just really think it's a great opportunity for us to get better and show our team that we can keep winning and keep going.
Lawrenceburg has done a lot of winning here recently. They've won 8 of their last 9, the only loss coming to Providence at the Hauser tournament. Providence ranked in the top 10 in 1A. So the Lady Tigers, from my eyes, playing the best basketball of their season, at least winning more games now than they were at the beginning, which is what Coach White talked about with us after the game. And he said he doesn't know if they're playing their best basketball. Maybe it is still yet to come. 5 more games left. Jacksonville, East Central, Triton Central, South Dearborn, and Greensburg. Greensburg. That Greensburg game is going to be a big one to end the season because that will be a good measuring stick game to see how they stack up against who might be the prohibitive favorite in that girls sectional that we just talked about a moment ago. But as Cameron Ferreira alluded to, this is a team that's starting to stack some wins, and they want to use this Rivertown Classic Championship as some momentum to finish out the season in a good way and continue to build some wins and some good habits heading into sectional play. She also made another very good point that her and Natalie Caniga, the two lone juniors on the team, they basically act as seniors. You got Brooklyn Craig and Aubrey Labazo starting as sophomores. Ellie Fox played some good minutes there at the Rivertown. I thought Lexi Elza did a good job in her role as well. So the Tigers, maybe not super deep right now, but they are going to have all these young ladies returning next year. They have a young lady in Reagan Cecil as a freshman that has shown some flashes of skill. Riley O'Brien has played as well. So they are getting some experience along the way. Maybe some of those players work themselves into a bigger role next year. But this is a team that cannot only compete this year, but they're looking to be very, very strong next year as well with everyone returning. Mentioned Natalie Caniga, the MVP of the girls' tournament, and we obviously talked about her brother Noah winning on Saturday night. To everyone's knowledge, it is the first time siblings have won the MVP, not only in the same tournament, but I think just in general. So a pretty cool accomplishment there from Noah and Natalie. And we did catch up with Natalie after the game, and she told us what has been going well for her lately, because she played not only really well at the Rivertown, but also at the Hauser tournament. She's been stacking a lot of great performances. So let's hear from Natalie Caniga, the MVP of the Girls Rivertown Classic.
I think I've just been focusing on going off 2 feet and getting my self-control to go up. And so I've just been out of control.
Very good. What's it mean to you to be the MVP? And your dad got to hand you the trophy. Was that a cool moment for you?
Yeah, it's very special to me, and it means a lot. I couldn't do it without my team, and they just feed me the ball even when I'm not hot.
That's good. You got to get the ball down low. And then one final question. It's the same one I just asked Cameron. 8 championships in a row. You've been able to be a part of a few of them now. Are we going to do this again next year?
Yeah.
All right. So going for number 9 next year, Natalie Caniga and Cameron Ferrer. Thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Couldn't help myself. Had to have a little fun there at the end of that interview with Natalie and ask about going for number 9 next year, because I know that's going to be one of their goals. And what are you supposed to say? You're not going to say no. They have to say yes when they get a question like that. So we'll see if they can keep up the unprecedented run. Year from now at the Rivertown Classic in 2025, and with the roster they're bringing back, there's no doubt that they will be a favorite to win the tournament yet again next season. So congratulations to Lawrenceburg on winning the boys and girls championships. Consecutive seasons they've been able to do that, but they did not sweep the Rivertown this year like they did last year. Big congrats to the Rising Sunshiners cheerleading squad as they won the cheerleading competition on Saturday afternoon. It was their first outright cheerleading competition title in the 24-year history. They did share the championship with South Dearborn back in 2009. So well done by Rising Sun. They've been doing some really good things with their cheer team, competing at state recently. They're on an upward trajectory. They're doing a great, great job. And I tell you what, we talk about it every year. That cheerleading competition, that means just as much, if not more, than the basketball championships that are won on Friday and Saturday evening at the Rivertown. So again, congratulations to all of the winners at the RTC. Now, moving along, we do want to touch on the Ripley County basketball tournament briefly. I thought it was coincidental that the same thing happened at the Rivertown that happened at the Ripley County tournament, was that you had the same consolation and championship games for the boys and girls tournaments. That was true at both of those holiday tournaments. At the Ripley County tournament, in the first round of the girls tournament, Jackson Dell took down Milan 70-33. Julia Meyer, Reagan Hughes big in that game. And in the championship, South Ripley winning 51-43 over Batesville. Meant to jump ahead to the final night. So South Ripley wins it on the girls' side. On the boys' side of things, Jackson Dell defeated Milan in a close one in the consolation game. Batesville beats South Ripley 52-47 in the championship. So congratulations to South Ripley and Batesville on their Ripley County tournament wins. Wish I could spend a little bit more time on the Ripley County Tournament. We got some other things to get to round out the show this evening. I got to talk girls wrestling, an emerging sport in the state of Indiana, which essentially means the state championship is not yet sponsored by the Indiana High School Athletic Association. Hopefully one day in the very near future, we will get to a point where 50% of the membership schools have girls wrestling and it can become an IHSAA sanctioned sport. But as of right now, it is the Indiana High School Girls Wrestling State Finals that will take place this Friday in Kokomo. And there's going to be some area representation as a couple of wrestlers from Switzerland County moving on to the state finals, Avi Burkholder and Claire Redwine. Avi Burkholder, actually the semi-state champion in her weight class this past week at Mooresville. You also had Milan's Kayla Roel punching her ticket to the state finals at Muncie Central, and East Central's Tegan Cadell and Lena Prater. They competed at Muncie Central, and from what we know, Lena Prater is going to be going on to the state this week, on Friday again at Kokomo. And it does look like weigh-ins are going to be held at 10 a.m., followed by wrestling at 11. So if you get a chance to get up to Kokomo to see the girls wrestling state finals, there's some great representation from southeastern Indiana. EIAC swim meet was scheduled for over the weekend at Greensburg. It was postponed due to inclement weather. Again, you have to remember that these schools are pretty spread out, and some schools saw different weather than maybe we did right here in Lawrenceburg. But regardless, swim meet rescheduled for tonight at Greensburg. So good luck to all of our area swimmers, and looking forward to seeing the results on that. And coming up with our basketball broadcast schedule, we will bring you the Rising Sun at Milan boys game this Friday. Myself and Steve Geesting will be on the call from Milan High School. Coming up next week, East Central at South Dearborn. That will be a Wednesday game. That'll be the 17th to be exact. Moving on from there, we're planning to be at Greensburg on Friday, January 26th for a big EIAC matchup between the Lawrenceburg Tigers and the Pirates. January 30th through February 3rd, we will bring you girls basketball sectional coverage. And as mentioned earlier, we plan to start our sectional coverage at Lawrenceburg High School with their 3A sectional. South Dearborn at South Ripley on Friday, February 9th. We will have South Dearborn again on Friday, February 16th as they take on the Lawrenceburg Tigers on the road. And that's what we got for you right now in terms of our high school basketball broadcast schedule. Next week on this particular show, we are hoping to have the Lawrenceburg Tigers boys and girls basketball teams in studio. We're still working to lock that down. So stay tuned for more information on that. And as always, thank you so much for listening to Crunch Time. We appreciate our great sponsor, OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, for continuing to support this show and high school athletics in general. We'll do it again next Monday, 6 to 6:30, right here on Eagle Country 99.3 and at EagleCountryOnline.com.